Let us try to understand the true meaning of Rosh Hashanah. To get the right perspective what Rosh Hashanah is all about, let us look at this marshal. The group of people standing outside of an office of the CEO of a big company. One is pacing the hall nervously, one is calm, one is more nervous, one is less nervous, but it's obvious that everyone has a different problem, and it's obvious that one of them is much more nervous than the rest. Who are these people here? Depends who you ask. One of them works in the company and he has come to ask the boss for a raise. One of them, his contract has run out. He's here to renew his contract, but he put in a few years of good work. He doesn't think that the boss will tell him to leave. He's pretty sure his contract will be renewed. A third person was recently fired. He was laid off from his job. He's coming to ask the boss for tachnunim. He's coming to ask for rachmanus, that he should let him back to his job. And he thinks that on the merits of his work, he can get his job back. There is one person that's in a completely different state. He has nothing to eat at home. He has no bread to put on the table. His house is in foreclosure. And if his house is in foreclosure, he'll be put out on the street. He'll lose everything that he has. He'll lose his house. He'll lose his shalom bayis. And he's here to ask the boss to give him some kind of job that he can make ends meet. And of course, this last person is the one that's pacing the floor nervously because he knows that everything depends on what's going to happen now. The nimshal of what Rosh Hashanah is leider, most of us have the wrong, we have a misconception, have a wrong idea of what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Most of us think that Rosh Hashanah, what I have, I have. I have a house, I live in a house. I don't have to ask the Rabbeinu Shalom that I should have a house to live in, because I'm living in a house. There's no reason to ask the Rabbeinu Shalom Rosh Hashanah, he should give me living quarters. I have, Baruch Hashem, a beautiful house. I don't have to ask the Rabbeinu Shalom for children, because I'm not from those that have to be helped, Rachmana Litzlan, to have children. I have, Baruch Hashem, children. So why do I have to ask the Rebbeinu Shalom for children? And Baruch Hashem, my children are gesund. So I don't even have to ask the Rebbeinu Shalom to send them a refuah shleima. Panasa. Baruch Hashem, I could use a little bit more. I'll ask the Rebbeinu Shalom for panasa berevach. He should increase my panasa. I have to do a shidduch with my 18-year-old daughter. Rebbeinu Shalom should send the right shidduch. I'm not in the matzav of my next door neighbor who has Rachmana Litzlan, a 24-year-old that has to do a shidduch and has to cry Rosh Hashanah to do a shidduch. By me it'll come easily, she's only 18. Rabbi Isai, it's almost on the verge of kfira to think that way. Let me explain what I am saying. Let us take a different scenario. A person has $100,000 laying in a bank, in a savings account. It's FDIC insured. I have no problem. I'm sure with my money. 100%. It's insured by the government. There's no way I could lose it. I have money laying under my mattress. That's for sure, maybe a ganav could take it, but I'm secure with it, it's with me. I put it away in a safe, it's 100% secure. Is that true? Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, writes in Sefer Doresh Moshe, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos quotes a pasuk in Divrei Hayomim, Ki mimcha hakoil umiyotcha nosanu lach. Ki mimcha, from you, the Ribbono Shel Olam, I have everything. Umiyotcha, and from your hands, nosanu lach, was it given to me. Rav Moshe says that if a person thinks that the money I have, I'm going to have in a minute from now, because I have it, not because the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving it to me, He gave it to me already. He gave it to me already. I have it already. The person is not a true Ma'amin Bashem. A Ma'amin Bashem believes. A Ma'amin Bashem believes be'emuna shleima, that the money that I have now in my pocket, the only reason I'll be carrying it in a minute from now in my pocket, is only because the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to have it. And if the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want me to have it, it will disappear. And I can do nothing about it that it shouldn't disappear. And Deiros Mo'aminim, in our Deir, the Ribbono Shel Olam had to help us be Ma'aminim. On 9/11, in the World Trade Center, there were Yidden that I know that had stored away bars of gold. There is nothing more sure in this world than having an investment in a bar of gold and owning bars of gold which is worth hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And there's nothing more sure than it should be laying in a safe in the basement of the World Trade Center. But it was all melted and nothing was left of it. Ki mimcha hakeil. A week ago, after we forgot about the Ribbono Shel Olam telling the world that the two great towers that you think are the Megdolos of the world, that you think are the Gadlus of the world, the twin towers that you think that on that stands the world, Keichi Veitzem Yadi Osel Yesachai Lazeh, the Ribbono Shel Olam showed the world that in 1 minute, in the span of a few minutes, it was destroyed. The greatest financial center of the world went under. But we forgot. 8 years later, the Ribbono Shel Olam took two of the greatest financial institutions, two great financial institutions, again at Twin Towers, and nobody can tell me that he knew it was coming. Of course, in hindsight, you could write all the analysis in the world. And you could write, you knew it was coming, and it was Alpidech HaTeva. But anybody who knows exactly the reason knows. There's only one reason why it happened. Because the Beirei Elamim, the Ribbono Shel Olam who's Melech Al Kol Haaretz, the Ribbono Shel Olam who is Meishel in everything, took the two financial institutions and threw them over. Why? Ki mimcha akel umiyadcha nasanu lach. And maybe we have to remind ourselves to be maminim. I asked a question a week ago, a very simple question. When Rachmana Litzlan Atzala takes in a person to the hospital, critically ill, everybody picks up a tillim. Every Bas Yisrael, every Isha Ksheira, every Ben Teira, every Balabos picks up a tillim, a Yid is in Tzara. Why is it, a week ago, when we heard that the financial world was shaking, why didn't we pick up a tillim? Why weren't we mispalel? You know why? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam has nothing to do with it. It's the financial world. There's a reason for it. It's Derech HaTeva. Where comes in the tillim over here? Rachmana Litzlan. Rachmana Litzlan. To think like that. Rachmana Litzlan to think like that. That the union, that when it comes to financial, the tillim doesn't play a role just like it plays in physical. Let's go back to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Reishis. Rosh Hashanah, everything starts again. On Rosh Hashanah, you don't have a house because you had a house. You are not there to renew your contract. You are not there to get a raise. You're not even there to get back your job that you were fired from, or laid off from. We are here, Rosh Hashanah, by the Beira Olam, to get a job, to sign a contract, to be zeiche to have a house to live in, to be zeiche to have bonecha, saviv l'shulchanecha, to have children sitting around my table and giving me nachas and bringing me true nachas. On Rosh Hashanah, we are starting off with zero. And the Rebbeinu Shloim is going to tell us what we are going to have. We are not coming to Rosh Hashanah with baggage from last year. We are coming with Rosh Hashanah with 0.0 in our accounts. Rosh Hashanah, I have to be mispalel that the children that I had every Rosh Hashanah, I should have Motzei Rosh Hashanah. The Erlecha Yiddish Kinder that I have should stay Erlecha Yiddish Kinder. Rosh Hashanah, I have to be mispalel that the walls that I live in, the walls of my house should exist and I should be able to live there further, because that's a part of what's being done Rosh Hashanah. I don't have to go further. I think everybody understands that Rosh Hashanah has a completely different meaning than what we're used to. Rosh Hashanah has a completely different meaning. Rosh Hashanah is the Reishis. We start from scratch, Rosh Hashanah. Zeh Hayom Tchilas Masecha. It's the day we start from new. And if we realize that, how much different our approach to Rosh Hashanah would be, everybody understands that those who our hearts bleed for, who we have to shed tears for, Chaylim Rachmana Litzlam, those who have all the tzaras Rachmana Litzlam, that it's hard even to talk about. Of course those cry in Rosh Hashanah. Of course those are Meirid Dmois on Rosh Hashanah. Of course those, when it comes the days before Rosh Hashanah, are already preparing. But us, that we have everything, that Baruch Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam didn't test us. And Baruch Hashem, we have Panosa, and Baruch Hashem, we have children, and Baruch Hashem, we do Shaduchim, and Baruch Hashem, we have what to live, and we have what to eat. It's not so terrible, the Rosh Hashanah. Realize that it's not like that. Realize that we're starting Rosh Hashanah from zero. And we may realize how much different our tefillahs have to be, how much different our kabbalahs have to be, how much different our approach has to be to Yom Adin. Let us try, after we understand what Rosh Hashanah is about, let us try a little bit to give to understand what is Rosh Hashanah. It says in Ma'aseh Rav, in Tosfos Ma'aseh Rav, from the Heilige Vilna Goyin Schusei Yogan Aleinu, that when the Vilna Goyin went to Tkiyas Shofar, the Simcha Atzuma, the tremendous Simcha that enveloped him, was not to believe. Why? In Pasuk it says, Hayitaka Shofar Ba'ir Va'am Lo Yechrodu. Is it possible that they should blow shofar in the city and the Am and the people who live there, Lo Yechrodu, shouldn't be full of fear, shouldn't have charada, shouldn't be have a tzitter from the remaining Shalom? So why did the Goyim go to Tkiya Shofar with Simcha? The Simcha Mazu Isa. Where is their Aveda of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? Where is the Aveda of Simcha? It should be Aveda of trepidation, Aveda of fear, not an Aveda of Simcha, especially by Tkiya Shofar. We are too small to understand the Kavanos of the Goyin. We are but yet have the ability to learn a little bit what this is to teach us and what this means to us. Ki Shofa is the time of the coronation of Melech Malchei Amalochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imru Lefonai Malchios. The Gemara says we should say the Psukim of Malchios. Kedei Shetamlichuni Aleichem. That the Rebbeinu Shalom should become Melech again on all of us, on Klal Yisrael. Bameh Mishofa. In Mepharshim it says that we find in Nach that when we were Mamlech a king, we blew Shofa. And that is the time of Hamalacha. That is the time of the coronation of Melech, Malcha, Hamalachem, Kaviyachol. Vishastki is Shofa. What does it mean that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Melech? It means that we are Avdei HaMelech. Who goes to coronate the Melech? Avdei HaMelech. And the most important of the Avdei HaMelech. And we, Am Yisrael, are the Avdei HaMelech, or the Bnei HaMelech, or the Bnei HaMelech, that have the Schia to coronate Melech, Malcha, Melochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to put on the crown on the Melech, Kaveh Yochoil. When? B'shaft Ki Yesheifo. How do we put on the crown on the Melech? By being Mekabel, by accepting, by subjugating ourselves to the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. By accepting the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. How do we accept the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Let us understand what Torah and Mitzvot is all about. Let us get the right impression that when Rosh Hashanah we are going to be Mekabel Malchus Shamayim and we're going to accept upon ourselves to listen to the Melech, which that means that we are Mamlech the Melech, and we are going to accept all that the Melech tells us to do. How do we do that b'simcha? We say every day in Tefillah, U'malchusoi berotzoin kiblu aleihem. Malchus has to be done berotzoin. Malchus has to be done that we want the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Let us say over a marshal that I was told from one of the Mekalvei HaBalei Tshuva B'dereinu, a marshal nifla, a marshal which every one of us has to take with us, a marshal which hopefully will change our lives. The most common words that I hear said sometimes under duress, sometimes under pressure, sometimes when you are in depression, but it's the most common language that we are too restricted. The Torah restricts us too much. The Torah is too hard. The Torah restricts me. I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't do this. Many topics are attacked. They're too stringent. It's too hard. I can't accept everything. I can't listen to everything. Let us understand what the Torah is all about. First, let us say over something that I've repeated once, but it's very, very important to repeat, like the Mesillas Yesharim says, Dvarim Pshutim Nid Chizuk. The great Mashgiach Rab Chaskel Zecha Tzadik V'Kodesh Levaracha, Rab Chaskel Levenstein, who after the Muhammad came from Shanghai to America and wasn't able to live here more than a few months or maybe less than that because he couldn't be Soveil America. That's how much Kedusha he had. One day he walked into the yeshiva in Ponovich with a box and he was dancing from Simcha. This box that I have here proves that the Torah is Min HaShamayim. Proves that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us a Torah. And he gathered the whole yeshiva around him and he opened the box. And what's the proof in this box? Reb Chaskel said the following. I came home today by lunch I found my Rebbetzin very distressed. Somebody from America, a Talmud, sent her a present, a box, and she opened it, and there was a machine inside. She didn't know what it's all about. How do you work this machine? What is this machine? What do you do with this machine? And she was very distressed that she doesn't know what to do with it. And Abchaskel told her, there must be that there were instructions. So she said she threw all the papers away. Abchaskel went rummaging in the garbage, and he found an instruction booklet, and he gave it to the Rebbetzin. She was still very depressed. She can't read it, it's English. And Abchaskel told her, there's a bacha in Yeshiva in Ponovich that knows how to read English, he came from England, I'll bring him home, he'll teach you, he'll tell you, he will understand. And kach hava, Abchaskel brought home a bacha, and the bacha explained her how this works. It was a food processor, somewhat of a food processor, the first models, and explained her how you work with it. Zogt Abchaskel, mit asimcha gedeila, I now know that Teira is min ha-shamayim. How? Very simple, Dr. Abchaskel. The Rebbeinu Shel created the world. The world has a lot of dangers to it. The world has a lot of pitfalls to it. Can't be that the Rebbeinu Shel created without a handbook. Because if this machine would be created without a handbook, someone would put on the food processor and Rachman Utzlan lose a hand. So there has to be a handbook to tell you how to work this machine. So it must be that the Bnei Olam, when he created the world, and he created the world, and he put people in this world, and the world has in it dangers, he must be made a handbook to tell us how to use this world. So it has to be that Torah is min ha-shamayim. What is the Havana? How do we understand the Sipur? Let us continue with the Marshal that we said, we heard, a Neure Dike Marshal. Some teenagers came to a ocean, and there was a black flag hanging. A black flag is a simon of danger. You can't enter the water. The water is dangerous. There are sharks in the water. You're going to run into danger if you go in. They were angry. What do you mean you're going to tell us teenagers we can't? We can't? What do you mean we can't swim? Who are you to tell us we can't swim? Who are you to restrain us? Who are you to restrict us? Who are you to tell us what we can do, what we can't do? You hang up a flag, you don't let us go swimming. We are going to go swimming. And they go swimming. And the shark bites them. And their stupidity, they get angry at the person who hung the flag. Why did you hang a flag and put us into danger? Of course it's stupid. The flag was there to tell you there's danger beyond it, this flag. Don't enter, don't walk here. But you don't listen to the flag, you got into the trouble. The Borei Olamim, the Ribbono Shel Olam who created us. The Ribbono Shel Olam who created us and wants us not to get into trouble. The Ribbono Shel Olam who created us and wants us not to get bitten by sharks that are a lot worse than the sharks in the water. Sharks that bite us and we don't even realize we are bitten, but we are bitten in a way that we lose our Olam Haba. And bitten in a way that we get into danger and we fall further and further. And the Ribbono Shel Olam bereiv tuvei. And the Ribbono Shel Olam who knows everything that there is on this world and knows the dangers of this world told us there are 365 things that are awesome. There's 248 mitzvahs. That is bochalta b'chayim. Re'ei anoichi noisein lefneichem ayim es achayim ves amoves es atoi ves ara. You have two ways to go. You could go away with life. You could go away with teiv. You could go chas v'sholem era. And you could go chas v'sholem with moves. Uvachalto b'chayim, zok the Ribbono Shel Olam, b'boichel b'derech ha'chayim. And that's the derech ha'chayim of listening to the Beit Olam, and listening to Chazal, and listening to the Chachomim, and those are the ones who tell us where danger is, and don't enter, and don't walk there, and don't go there, because that's where you'll find danger, and that's where the black flag hangs. But you're smarter. These are restrictions. He can't restrict us. He can't tell us what yes to do and what not to do. The only difference between the Moshel and the Nimshel is that in the Moshel you learn, in the Moshel you learn very fast. And in the Nimshel, the Rebbeinu Shalom put us in Olam HaBchira, that you don't feel the bite of the shark so fast. You don't realize that you were bitten. You don't realize so fast how dangerous it is. But that's what Torah Mitzvah is. Torah Mitzvah is a black flag that's telling you the danger that lies behind. Now, can anybody then claim that Torah Mitzvah is restrictions? Can anybody claim that Torah Mitzvah is too many laws and too many restrictions? When one realizes that Torah Mitzvah is only something to teach me on which way to go and to protect me, to give me a protection. That's what Torah Mitzvah is all about. And that's why we understand how lucky we are that we have Torah Mitzvah. That's why you could say, Asher bochal banu mikol ha'amim v'nosan lanu ester rosei. That's our avodah for Shnas Tovshin and Samach Tes. Because Asher Bochar Bonu is Begematria Tovshin Samach Tes. Because we are waiting that the Rebbeinu Shalom should be show again Asher Bochar Bonu Bekorif. But we on our part have to show the Asher Bochar Bonu the Simcha Gedoila, the Glik, how happy we have to be that Asher Bochar Bonu V'nos Alonu Estei Rosei. He gave me restrictions because he's saving me. He put up a black flag to tell me don't walk here, don't walk there. Then we understand that we have to be B'Simcha, that we are Yidden. Then we understand how much we have to be happy that we have restrictions. But we don't understand. We don't understand. Let me tell you over what happened recently. In one of the high schools in our neighborhood, in one of the neighborhoods, in the surrounding neighborhoods where many of our daughters go to school, Gedolei Yisrael, who know much better what's going on, because me, as a little person, who the Rebbeinu Shalom punished me to have to listen day in and day out to parents, bochrem, girls who come with problems. Rachmana Litzlom in Yiddishkeit. Rachmana Litzlom, when a parent walks in and he tells you that his daughter is on the street. She comes home 3-4 in the morning. The tsar of the parent is great. And it's very hard to hear such kind of things. But where did it all start? Where did it all start? What was the connection to the street? What was the greatest connection to the street? What brought the connection to the street? I can be made. I can tell you stories that you can sit and cry. But the connection to the street is one small thing called a cell phone. And there was a school in the neighborhood that understood the sakana. And all the schools understand the sakana. And each one had a different approach. And one of them had an approach that every student has to have a kosher cell phone. They cannot have a cell phone that's not a kosher cell phone. And I heard from the manal in the school the resistance, not of students, the resistance of mothers and fathers, erliche yiddishe mamis and tates. It's going to cost me, I have a family plan. It's going to cost me money, I cannot do it. And they resisted and they did not let the school go through with it. When the FDA will tell you the meat that you have in your house is tainted and it might cause some kind of disease, far, far reaching, maybe tomatoes maybe are tainted. Did you throw out meat worth hundreds of dollars? when Yidden that don't mean anything except for your good tell you, Hob Rachmanis on your daughter, Hob Rachmanis on your son. Don't give them a klimashchis. Don't give them a bomb in their hands. Don't let them have a cell phone with text messaging. Don't let them have a cell phone, Rachmanu Litzlan, with internet. No, it costs too much money. I have a family plan. It's going to cost me money. I can't go through with it. How silly are we? How silly are we? And that means that we're sending our children the message that Ruchnius is not so important. That Ruchnius is not so important. Or that the Gedolei Yisrael don't understand. Why don't they don't understand? Because it's a lot worse than they know. You're right. The Gedolei Yisrael don't understand. Because it's a lot worse than what they say. In Amazing Savings, 2 weeks ago, a girl went out Motzei Shabbos to buy something. And a younger man went and asked her, I have to make a telephone call. Can I borrow your cell phone? I don't have to tell you what happened afterwards. Because he had her number. Manel, it's long. Vuzentets of the world. Vuzentets of the world. Why don't you wake up? Ashrei, your mother was here by me in the house last week and told me she took her daughter's cell phone, a $200 cell phone, smashed it in front of her daughter's eyes. And she told me the shinui that daughter has, how much better she is since then. It's ain't letayev, ain't leshayev. So you're going to tell me it was dangerous, the daughter could rebel. But a Yiddish tochter knows when a mama meant this ernst. A Yiddish tochter knows to be margish. You know why? Because she knows the danger better than you. She knows the danger better than you. She knows what's going on in the street. And she knows the danger. Torah and mitzvahs are protections. Torah and mitzvahs are the greatest protections that we have. And I know that mentioning the word sneis is something that people get very nervous about. And people think that sneis is stringent laws, and maybe sneis is lefnim ishur esadin, and shulchan aruch diket sneis we all keep. I just want to repeat a lashon of the Heilige Goyin in Egeres Hagera. And I ask everybody to look it up and see. At the end of the Egeres that he wrote from Golos to his wife and his children, Egeres full of Musa. Musa that we all could read and all could use. The Goyin tells his mother, Imi, Lecha ein tzricha lichtev Musa. To you, my mother, I don't have to write Musa. Not because he doesn't have the right to write Musa. No, I don't have to write Musa. You know why? What should it say? Ki tzadeik isat. Ki shamayim at. No. Ki tznuat. Adar shteit in goyin, in Igeres Hagera, available to all of you. Ki tznuat. And that's the answer to everything. Because that's the protection that the Bore Olam gave Abbas Yisrael. The protection. The protection to close everybody off. The Bore Olam gave Abbas Yisrael the most precious protection. The most precious matona. Not a restriction. Rabbi Isai, Hilchis Tznius is not a restriction. It's not to tell you that this you're not allowed to wear, and this you're not allowed to wear, and this you're not allowed to wear. Hilchus Tznius is to protect you from Rimashchisim, to protect you from the street, to protect you from the eyes of the Goyim, Rachmana Litzlan. Hilchus Tznius is here to give you protection, to give you an aliyah, to make you the true Bas Melech that you are, to give you the Yakrus that you need. And the Goyim tells us, Edova Nifla, that if Tznuat, you don't need Musa anymore. There's no need for Musa because everything is in order. Because the door was never open. And if the door was never open, the Yetzirah never moved in. But our misconception of Tznius is so great. Our misconception that Tznius is a restriction is the first mistake. Our misconception that Tznius means measurements is the second mistake. Tznius means not drawing attention. Tznius means being bashaiden. That's what Tznius means. Tznius means walking down the street and not attracting the eyes of people. Walking down the street and walking down the street and nobody should know that you're walking down the street. I know that I'm going to say something that will look extreme. But Rav Shimon Schwab, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, teached the Pasuk in Tehillim. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Zeidem Eli Tzuni Ad Mi'ed, Vani Miteroscha Leinitisi. Zeidem, the Leitzim, those who make Letzones, say on me, Ad Mi'ed, that I'm very extreme. That's how Rav Shimon Schwab says. When I say what I have to say, they make chayzik of me, Zok Rav Shimon Schwab. David HaMelech says, they tell me, Ad Mi'ed, you're on the right, you're extreme, you're Taliban, you're all the way on the right. But Sachakel, Zok David HaMelech, Zok Rav Shimon Schwab, Miteiros Cholay Nitisi, I didn't go away one iota from Teira Akedesha. I'm only telling you what the Teira says. We're not saying anything that's Ad Mi'ed. We're not saying anything that's extreme. Because tznius doesn't mean to be covered. Tznius means not to draw attention. Tznius means to be a kol kvuda bas melech pnima. And if tznius means to be kol kvuda bas melech pnima, everybody understands that talking on the telephone, at the top of your voice, in the middle of a street, in the middle of a store, on a bus, has nothing to do with tznius. It has to do with pritzus. But we're so we lost our sensitivity of what's right and what's wrong, and we don't even realize it. And I'm only mentioning it that maybe we should start thinking and realize how much we lost our sensitivity of what's right and what's wrong. How much of tznius, which means not going dressed the way you have to go dressed. Of course it means going dressed the way you have to go dressed. And of course it means going dressed not to draw attention. But it means much more than that. It means to be a tznua, to be a bas melech, to be the beautiful zach that the Rebbe Yishon wants you to be. That the Rebbe Yishon wants to protect you, that the street shouldn't be able to be shailet on you, that the goy shouldn't have an eye on you, that a goy shouldn't want to chepe you, a goy shouldn't want to go near you, a goy shouldn't be attracted to you. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam means you're good. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam means you're good. And that's what all Torah and Mitzvahs is. All Torah and Mitzvahs is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam means our good. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and Chachmei HaDor from all the Doris, who are Shluchim of the Bnei Olam, are here to protect us and are here to show us where the black flags are and here to elevate us and to bring us onto a higher level. And that's why when it comes Rosh Hashanah, and we stand by Tkiyah Shofar, and we're going to be Mekabel the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and we realize what kind of Schiyah it is to be Mekabel the Malchus of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. It's not an obligation, it's not something that's too much, It's the greatest chiyot. I'm becoming an Eved Melech. I'm going to do the Ratzin of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I'm going to be able to fulfill the mitzvahs of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and watch myself and listen to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam and become elevated through that. Oydav mezayin besimcha. That was the simcha of the Goyin al pipashtus on our level. Why the Goyin went to Tkiya Shofar with such simcha, because he was zeicha to be there by the coronation of the Melech and to be able to accept what the Melech dictates. Because what the Melech dictates is not anything but something that is giving me to watch myself and to elevate myself and to be mekadosh myself and to become what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam wants us to be. True b'nei melachim, true b'tei melech, true what we have to be. And then we realize the simcha of Rosh Hashanah. Then we realize what simcha Rosh Hashanah has to bring. Of course, the true pnimius of every single person is pure. The pnimius of every single person is pure. Every single person within himself has an neshama akedusha that's pure, that's not tainted. But we live in a world in the process of osmosis, in the process of breathing in the air of the world. We become very changed, permeates our houses, permeates our minds. It changes the way we think, changes what we see right and what we see wrong. On Rosh Hashanah, we go back to Elikim, Asa Asa Adam Yashal, Veheima Bikshu Chashbeinos Rabim. Rosh Hashanah, we leave the Cheshbeinos Rabim. When it comes to Tkiya Shofar, we come back to Elikim, Asa Asa Adam Yashal. We become back a Yashal. We come back straight people. The Tkiya Shofar separates us of the world. It shakes off from us all the impurities that the world brought to us. And we have to become back Yisharim. We have to be Mekabal on ourselves. To make Kabbalahs. To become back Yisharim. To realize the beauty of being a Bas Yisrael. The beauty of being a Bnois Malachim. The beauty of listening to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The beauty of being able to listen to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's Torah. How much we have to thank the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Yid HaKadosh said, we make in the morning a bracha shaloya sani goy. That bracha has to last us a whole day. That bracha has to last us a whole day. A whole day. That we should have a smile on our face a whole day. How much we have to think what that means. Shaloya sani goy. Somewhat hypocrisy. If you make a bracha shaloya sani goy, we live a life of adoring what the goyish world thinks is nice. If we realize shaloya sani goy, and we realize that we are on a different level, the difference between a yid and a goy is not because I have mitzvahs and he doesn't have mitzvahs. A yid is a separate, completely. The world is separated into four different categories. A yid is a fifth category. A yid is a separate category. We are not the same human beings as the goy, just we do mitzvahs. We are a different category. We are so much higher than them. Could you imagine people going to learn how to act by animals? Could you imagine that we would go dressed watching what animals by a fashion show adore? Why then should a Bas Yisrael who makes a bracha shaloya sani goy with such simcha that I'm not a goy, and so easy for us to say shaloya sani goy when you see the degradation of the world, when you see how schmutzig the goyish world was 300, 400 years ago, when the goyish world was intelligent, you had to have a little bit of a avodah to say shaloya sani goy. But to say on this degraded world that we live in, shaloya sani goy, that we all understand that that's shaloya sani goy, So why is it that we have to adore what they think is nice? Why is it that we have to listen to what they say is the way we have to go dressed? Why is it that we look in their magazines how to make whatever we have to, whatever fashion and whatever remodeling we have to do? We listen to what the goy says, or to the ones that are mushpah by the goy shevelt? Shalayas ani goy means we are Yidden. We are different. We are higher than the world. We are different than the world. We don't talk to goyim. We don't associate with goyim. We don't have anything to learn by the goyim. They only have to learn by us. We're the light of the world. That's what Shalayas ani goy means. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, let us make one Kabbalah. Let us make one Kabbalah. A very simple Kabbalah. A very simple Kabbalah let us all make. To think every day, when we make a bracha, Shalayas ani goy. To think every day what it means, Shalayas ani goy. And to think, what in my life doesn't fit in to this bracha? What in my life shows that I do think that the goyish world has what to offer? What in my life thinks that I adore what the goyish world has to offer? Every single day, let us remember what Shalayas ani goy means. Let us take the simcha of Tkiyah Shofar, when then we accept the malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And we accept the malchus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we accept it besimcha, and we want to be Avdei HaMelech, and we realize the schia of being Yidden, and we realize the simcha of being Yidden. Because that's what we become on Rosh Hashanah, we become Yidden again. Zeh Ayom Tchilas Masecha. Let us take that simcha, and take it with us for the rest of the year. That every time we make a Shalayas ani goy, let us remind ourselves that we blew Shofar on Rosh Hashanah and we accepted Malchus Shamayim, and we accepted to be Benois Malachim, and we accepted to be happy that we're Benois Malachim. And with that, the Ribbono Shel Olam will help, that we'll be Zoyche, with that Kabbalah alone, that the Ribbono Shel Olam will say, it's enough that my sons and daughters are in Golos, and they have so many trials and tribulations in Golos. The Goyish world is so bad and is giving them so many nisyonos, and they want to be Yidden. They're so happy to hear Shofar blazen. They say Shalayas ani goy with such a simcha. Let me take them back to Eretz Yisrael. Let me separate them from the world. Let me give them back the Beis HaMikdash. Let us be Zoyche that with that Kabbalah that we make on this Rosh Hashanah, to be mekabel, to be Yidden b'simcha, to do mitzvahs b'simcha, to realize that we have the ability to do mitzvahs, that we have to do mitzvahs because we're Yidden, and we're happy to be Yidden, and we're stolz to be Yidden, and we're not going to be ashamed that we're Yidden. And with that, the Ribbono Shel Olam will help, that we'll be zoiche, to be mekabel Mashiach Tzidkenu, b'mehera b'yameinu, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will be melech on us, the B'nai Malachim, b'mehera b'yameinu.